The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Soita Daf Yutes. Gemara on the top of your testament days brings a brisa. Learns out from the pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva, Shem Nimchal Kel Megillah. If the Megillah Soita was already erased, that means the parasha of Soita was already written and then it was erased, including the Shem Hashem. Vemeres Eni Shaisa, and then she says she doesn't want to drink the Mei Soita. Ma'ara Neso Umash Neso Bakaracha. We basically force her to drink it. This appears in the Mishnah later on. Also, that once it's Nimchuk HaMegillah, once the Megillah is erased, it's sort of like the point of no return. At that point, we really put pressure on her, and we force her to drink the Mei Saita. Mechikas Hashem is a Chamadik Inyan, it's a very strict thing. In general, the Isser Mechikas Hashem, and there's a special exception made for the Parashah of Saita, in order to bring Shalom and Ishla Ishtai, for the purpose of the Shambayis of this couple, that we allow the Mechikas Hashem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, and Makas Daf Yidalov, and other places, the Ma'al Lasa Shalom and Ishla Ishtai, in order to make Shalom between the husband and wife. The Torah says, Amr Torah, the Torah says, that Shemish Nichta B'Kdusha, that when the Shem Shemayim, my Shem, that was written B'Kdusha, Yimoch HaLamayim, will be erased by the water. This is a special hatter that's made on what's usually a very chamadik Isser, the Isser of Mechikas Hashem. The more makes Havachem, the other circumstances in which Mechikas Hashem may be allowed, because we allowed it by the Parashah of Saita. It's a very special hatter that's given over here in the Parashah of Saita. Where do we have practical examples nowadays of Mechikas Hashem? There's a shiloh that came up in the past few years, that there's a reader, in the English there's such a thing as a reader, that one could have different books on a screen, and it could scroll down, and it could read different things. And there was developed one, a Yiddish reader, it's called the Nuknaki, there's other forms of it also, that one could have many different svarim are available on this Nook, and they could fly down, and they could see all different things, they could learn from it, and they could scroll down, and they could learn more and more all different things from it. And the question is, that the Shem Shemayim, the Shem sometimes appears on the screen, it's one of the Shemish and the Chokim, one of the Shem is the one not allowed to erase. So the Pashto says that when it appears on the screen, it's considered a ksiva, because if one would not scroll down, one would leave the screen as is, the shame would stay here indefinitely, it would stay here long term, and it's actually formed from many different black dots coming next to each other, it's really like a regular ksiva. But some want to say that maybe it's not a proper ksiva, it's not considered as if the shame was written properly, but the Pashto says most Pashkim are in agreement that this is considered a ksiva, it's considered as if the Shem Shemam was written over here, and the question is, once it appears on the screen, how is one allowed to move to a different screen, or how is one allowed to turn it off? If one moves around, one moves the screen or turns it off entirely, so then the Shem goes off the screen, and now it's Mechikas Hashem, he erased the Shem Shemayim. So there's different opinions amongst the Poskim on this. Some are Machmer, many are Meko, if one's allowed to use this Nook because of the problem of Mechikas Hashem. We're not going to give an answer, a Psak Halacha about this question, it's something that everyone should ask their own Rav, what his opinion on the matter is, if he should be Machmer, if he should be Meko. But we're just going to try to bring out what the tzadim are lahatir. Well, it would simply seem to be a problem with Chikas Hashem. How does one get out of it? Why is it that many places come and Meko allow one to use this Nook? So the Shach says in Hilchos Sefer Torah and Yeridus when Reisha involves the cutting his base, that if Hashem is written Shalei B'Kedusha, so then if one wants to erase in order to fix it up, if something wrong there was written, wasn't written well, and he wants to fix it up, he's allowed to be Meichik B'Hashem, he's allowed to erase it, I'm not Pasakim, it's in order to fix it up. And many Poskim take out from the Shach that if the Shem is written Shalei B'Kedusha was not written with that to give Kedusha to the Shem, was just written not B'Kedusha, so then the Isra Mechikas Hashem is only Drabbanan. Since it is Drabbanan, so then Chazal allowed, if it's in order to fix it up, if it was messed up, if it wasn't done properly, and wants to fix it up, then there's a special hatter for in Mechikas Hashem. If it would be the Raisa, there would be no hatter. That's clear in the Shach. If it's written B'Kedusha, it's not a hatter just because of doing it, to massacre it, to fix it up. However, if it's written Shalei B'Kedusha, then one has a hatter to fix it up, and the reasoning is that then it's only Drabbanan, so Chazal allowed that I'm not Pasakin, to fix it up, then one may erase. So we see the Shach is of the opinion of it's written Shlemik Dusha, and the whole Issa Mechikas Hashem is only Drabbanan. If Kvegin, the Tshuva, and the Chazal Shuz Kvegin, Tinyonis, and Mitzvah brings that there are a friend of Hormachim who did not like the Shach, the Chavis Yoyer, the Palamir, the Chavis Yoyer, the Prima Golem doesn't like the Shach so much, the Chavis Yoyer argues in this, and they feel that the Issa is this is always their Issa. However, there are many achrenim who go with the opinion of Reb Kveger that the Shem is written Shlei B'Kedusha, that the whole Yisrael of Mechikas Hashem is only Drabbanan. The Aruch HaShulchan over there in Sivchofei, in Reish HaNivov Sivchofei, he's Matik the Shach, he brings down the Shach, that means he passes like the Shach, that if it was written Shlei B'Kedusha, then in order to fix it up, it's mutter to erase, which means that he holds that if it's written Shlei B'Kedusha, the whole Yisrael is Drabbanan. So now we have the Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan is passing it. Ritzko Cholin in the Charles Tour in Yitzchok, he also goes to the Shach and he says that the opinion of Roy Paiskim is like the Shach. That means it's not only his personal opinion, but he went to the Sugya and threw it out of him, and he says that Roy Paiskim holds the Shach. And therefore he also passed him like the Shach, that the whole Issa is Drabbanan. Okay, so now we have a lower from the Raisa Drabonan. If we go to the opinion of the Shach and the Rechashulchan and the Ritzvachon and many others, not like the Achrenim or Machmer. But then the question is, so we have to keep a servant Rabban also. What would still be the heter to erase the Shem entirely? So Ritzvachon goes a step further and he says that someone makes a t'nai that he does not want the Kedusha to be chal at all if when he writes the Shem, not only does he not write it in order to give Kedusha, but he clearly has in mind that he does not want it to have Kedusha, and it's not even Issa Drabonan of Mechikas Hashem. This is the opinion of Rabbi Tzvi Chaim. He says that since this is Drabonim, Chazar only goes there in the regular case if someone wrote it, not the Kedusha. But if someone clearly stated that he does not want to have any Kedusha and he wants to be able to erase it, then there's not even this is Drabonim on the Chikas Hashem. In that case, Chazar allow erasing the Shem altogether. Now the truth is that it doesn't have to be totally in Derais and Drabonim. Rabbi Tzvi Chaim says that since it's only Drabonim, like the Shach, and therefore, in the case of someone makes it tonight, Chazar will not go there at all. But truth be told, it could even be that if the Issa is Deraisa, like there's an argument in the Shach, it could still be that's my house. It's easier to understand if it's Drabonim, even if it's Deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Sukkot and Beis, it's talking over there about which case the Kaddish you're allowed to save from a lake or save from a fire on Shabbos. And there the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Harav Mariner of Yehuda Miller in the Stapik, they're talking about certain types of coins over there the guy would make, and it says that they are allowed to make them, you're not allowed to make them, you have to destroy them if you have them. And then the Chabas Goyer talks about coins of the Hashem Ben Dalad. They have the Shem Havai on them, the Shem of Yukevovka on them. Shanaas and Medidas, Sweden, maybe it's Sweden, not sure exactly which country it's talking about, a certain country, and they had these coins, they had the Shem Shemayim on them, the Shem Hashem. And obviously no one was treating them probably B'kdusha. And the question was altogether if you're allowed to mint these coins, or if it's also to mint these coins. Some are saying they're not allowed to mint coins. And the Chavis Yorah says that these coins, you're allowed to mint them. And he says the reason is, Kenipul Leitzim, these coins are only created, they're only minted in order to use them for spending, in order to use them for ordinary, for chulin, for divichal, not for kedusha. He says, V'havale kilu nichtivu b'feirish l'shem chol. Since we know what he's planning on doing with them, they're not going to be used in the kodesh to go at all. On the contrary, they're going to be used just as money, as currency, which is definitely not the way it treats a davish of kedusha, not the way it treats something that Shem Shemayim written on it. It's as if it was written b'feirish l'shem chol. And Mr. Bruce says, V'chemash v'primigodim ayin sham. So the Chavis Yorah and the primigodim, although they're both from those who are mafaksik and not like the shach, that was the shach said that Hashem has written shleim kedusha. It's only also drabbanan, and therefore it's hatter from us the sakin. They hold that the isra those there I saw. They seem to still agree that it's written b'feirish l'shem chol. That if it's written with a t'nai that should not get any kedusha whatsoever, then there's no isra b'chlas, no kedusha whatsoever. There's no isurim, not the raisa, the rabban, no isurim apply. If one does not make this t'nai, then it's also could even the raisa, not the shach, not the roshochan, and the nitzchok, and ritzchokan. However, if it is written with the appropriate t'nai that shouldn't have any kedusha, shouldn't have any dinim, so then there's no isra whatsoever. It's mutter entirely, do what you want. It doesn't have any kedusha to it. Now, although the Chavis Yorah is talking about coins, that it's very obvious that they weren't written to have any kedusha, and we're talking about by our question over here, our shiloh with the nook, we're talking about something that was written to learn from, was written to write, to learn the retire from it. So we can't say it's like the coins. However, the Chavis Yorah is just saying in his case, even if he didn't have in mind when they were minted that they shouldn't have any kedusha, it's obvious. It's obvious that they weren't meant to have any kedusha. There are cases where it's written to learn from, something that's written to learn from, so one would have to make to tonight a favor. Someone would have to make it tonight to clearly state or clearly have in mind that it does not want to have any kedusha whatsoever, and then he would not have to worry about the Isra Mechikas Hashem. Moreover, it could be that in our case, where the only way to use this reader, this nook, the only way to use it is by being able to turn from page to page. If one is stuck with the same screen forever, then defeats the whole purpose of this whole implement. There's no reason to have it whatsoever. So, it's obvious for someone who buys this thing, this item, that he does not want, when he turns it, anytime he turns it to a screen that's going to have a Shem Shemayim on it, it's obvious that he does not want it to have Kedusha, because then he's never going to be able to turn to the next screen. So it's not exactly the same as the Chavis Yorah, where it was written, where it was created, the coin to create, to be treated as currency, so it's obvious in that respect. Here it is made to learn from. However, it's obvious that one doesn't want to be able to turn to the next screen, and therefore obviously does not want the screen to come up in a way that's going to have Kedusha Hashem, that he will not be able to turn. In any case, it would definitely be better if one would make a t'nai that should not have kedusha. But even if one does not make a t'nai, if one forgets to make that t'nai and the screen comes on, some place would still be medical in such a case, and they would say that it's obvious that he wanted to have such a t'nai, because obviously, otherwise he would never be able to turn to the next screen. Now, the Yitzchok himself, Ritzel Chan himself, discussed the case. When he says that t'nai works, he's going, that's Drabonim, like the Shach, like the Aruch HaShulchan, but he says that t'nai works, there shouldn't even be Issa Drabonim, the Yitzchok, and he talks about a case different from the Chavis Yorah, a case more similar to us. Also, where it was a case that was written to learn from, but obviously that wasn't meant to be permanent. It was a luach, something to the effect of, it's like a blackboard, that was written to teach kids. Every week the Rebbe would teach the parasha to the kids. He'd write a few psukim on the board, or as many psukim. They didn't have enough printed swarm, everyone had their own. They would write a few psukim on the blackboard, so to speak. They would write a few psukim on the luach, on the board, and the Rebbe would teach the kids would learn from it. And then at the end of the week, the Rebbe wanted to erase it, and next week he'll write a new psukim on it. So every week is changing, and sometimes he would write Shem Shemaim on. Not only would he write a whole Sukkim or a whole Parsha, he would actually write Shem Shemaim on the board. Now, the Pesach Shuva, in Yerodeus Resh Pei Gimel, Sivkot and Beit, I believe, he brings from the Tashbit, so the Tashbit says that if it's just Sukkim, you can erase and rewrite. It's like if you built a Pesach Nesra or something like that, and you need to knock it down, or to rebuild it, or to restructure it, that's fine. However, once you write the Shem Shemaim, if one of the Shemesh and the Chokim, if there's a question of Mechik Hashem, and the Tashbit is Machmer, and says that he's stuck with it, there's no way to erase that Luach, he's stuck with it forever. However, Rav Yitzchak Ochanan says not like that. Rav Yitzchak Ochanan says that here also there's a tznai that shouldn't have any kedusha, otherwise it would defeat the whole purpose of having this luach. The whole point of this board is to be able to erase and rewrite every week, and therefore in such a case, it's as if there's a tznai and a tznai helps. This is the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, and this is very similar to our case of Anuk, that a tznai would help. And obviously, no one wants a tznai. So the best is once you make a tznai, even if one does not make a tznai would help. Interesting to note that the Netziv and Meshav Dover has a different story. He says that if it's going to be better for the Dover Shav Kedusha, the Kedusha should not be Chal, and he's talking about printed Svarim over there, that could be, if they won't be treated properly, and it's better that it shouldn't have Kedusha, so then it's automatic that Kedusha is not Chal. We don't say that automatic that Kedusha is Chal, but on the contrary, if it's better off not having Kedusha, then it's better if Kedusha is not Chal. And automatic that Kedusha is not Chal, so that might be a factor in our case. So it would happen in our case that according to the Shach, and the Rosh Hashanah, and Rav Yitzchak says, a really place to hold that we're dealing with a question of Rabbanan, although Kveger brings from other Achraim that we're dealing with a question of Deraisa. And regardless, in any case, whether it's a question of Rabbanan or Deraisa, we could say that Tanai would help. Mishnah Berurah clearly brings from the Chavos Yair, the one can make it Tanai, that Kedusha Hashem should not be Chal on something. And the Chavos Yair is going in with Deraisa, Rav Yitzchak Hanan is saying, based on the fact that it's only Rabbanan. And although the Chavos Yair's case is a case where it's obvious that Kedusha is not meant to be Chal, it's not going to be learned from, it's not going to be treated with any Kedusha. However, in this case, that you know, it is meant to be learned from, so it's a little bit different. But if you're having in mind clearly that you're not going to give it any kedusha, you don't want the screen to have any kedusha, the words that the Shem Shemaim appears on the screen, then we can make up. And even if one doesn't have in mind, some place can make up, that's as if you made it tonight, it's automatic. Now we'll place our agreement with this. In Shaul Tshuva Zachiyazach, Chilk Beis Memches, over there, he discusses the tshuva over there, that discusses also a similar situation where there was something that had Kedusha, the character that had Kedusha Hashem, and it would be better if this thing wouldn't exist, it wouldn't be around, it wouldn't be treated properly, it would be better off if it wouldn't have Kedusha Hashem. Still, you see over there, Nach Yezer, that does not agree with the Nitziv Tzvar, that Kedusha is automatically not Chal, it's better off if it wouldn't have Kedusha. And he seems to struggle to figure out what to do with it. He says, well, maybe I did Groma. With a Groma, you could get rid of the Shem Shemaim, but you can't directly take away the Shem Hashem. So Nach Yezer would be Machmer. But Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, it seems pretty clear that Rav Yitzchak Ochanan would make on our case, and the Nitziv would make on our case. And therefore, many are placed of the opinion that there's no problem with using the Nuknaki, and even if the Shem Shemaim does appear on the screen, won't be able to scroll down to the next screen, won't be able to turn off, there wouldn't be a problem with Chikta Hashem. So everyone should ask their own Shiloh what they should do with it. Some place Machmer and say that basically it's useless, one cannot use it at all, because once the Shem Shemaim appears on the screen, they're stuck, there's no way to get it off. However, the way we explain that many Paiskim are makel about this, and even though most of the place can make it, the best is if you make it tonight, Kedusha Hashem Shavich Nabichal, but even without making it tonight, there's a strong Makom L'Hakol. Now, let's get back to the parasha of Saito here. We're dealing with the parasha of Saito, and there's a whole chiddush over here, like we started off with the Mechikas Hashem, that you allow to erase the Shem Shemaim from the parasha of Saito. Now, it would seem there should be a very simple solution. In order to avoid having to come on to this special kula that was allowed to make Shalom and Ishtop to your husband and wife, that the Eibishter allowed, the Torah allowed, the Mechikas Hashem erasing Shem Shemaim, why didn't they just write it not to have Kedusha? In fact, maybe it should be obvious that it doesn't have Kedusha, because everyone knows it's about to be erased in the water, so maybe it shouldn't have Kedusha. And still you see that there's a special chiddush that the parasha of Saito was allowed to erase. You see that ordinarily you would not be able to erase the Shem Shemaim, even though it's clearly written, know that's going to be erased later on, just like in our case in the Nook, just like in many cases in Achronim. So why is this not a raya to say that everything is also? And you see that, you're stuck. Once you have the Shem Shemaim on the paper, even if you knew that you're going to erase it, now you're stuck, you can't erase it. And the only exception was the Parashat Saita. So really the Torah, this is Pashat, and many places have said this already, the Torah is Pashat, because now the parasha of Saito, that's the halacha. Halacha is you have to write the parasha of Saito of the Torah. It has to have the kedusha of the parasha of Saito. The special dinim has to be written. After written with Sirta, has to be written with a special kedusha. The special way to write the parasha of Saito is to have the kedusha of the parasha of Saito. It has to have the kedusha of the Oisis of Torah and the kedusha of Shem Hashem in it. And that's the only way it works. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's not going to work as a test on the isha if she does belong to being with her husband or doesn't belong to being with him. It's not going to work. The only way it works, the whole special parasha of Saito, is to take the parasha of Saito from the Torah and do the test with that. So if you're going to write it in a way without kedusha, and you're not going to give a kedusha, you're not going to have a mind to give a kedusha when you write, the whole thing's not going to work. It has to be written with kedusha. See, the parasha Saita from the Torah, written with sirtut, written in a careful way, there's dinim, writing about day, writing how you're supposed to write it, and only what's written in that way, and then you do the test, that's what's going to work. And for that, the Torah gave a special kula, that even though it's written with all the kedusha of Torah and Saita, and all the kedusha that's given to it, and kedusha of Shem Shemaim, of the Shemesh HaKadoshim, Shemesh Enim, Mechalkim, and now all the erasers written on it, still the Torah is a special exception that's allowed to be erased. Lidin Shalom ben Ishla Ishla, that's how far the Torah is willing to go to create Shalom between husband and wife.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.